What's your game all about? What do you bring to the party?
Just showing some of the younger guys how to play the game and just trying to learn a lot from a lot of the younger guys and older guys. I got a few pointers from my Aaron Rodgers. I asked him day in and day out what he sees and what things different. So I can get a jump start on quarterbacks too around the league, because this year on our schedule we play some all pro quarterbacks. So if I can get in his head and learn a few things, I know I can get in other quarterback head and learn a few things off of them too.
How about the things the Packers are asking you to do in your position? Do they fit in with your game? Do you feel like this is a good fit?
Yeah, they add more to my game. I don't have to fit into their game. They know my game. They play against me since I've been with San Francisco to Indy to now. I've been playing against this team so many times. So they know my skill set. Only thing they're doing is just adding on to it from physically and mentally.
Speaking of that, from the outside in, when you as an opponent of the Green Bay Packers, what kind of opinion did you have of the Packer team before you came here?
A team that always hit the NFC Championship, and now I'm in it. Now I'm about to figure out why is the team always that good, even from last year when they had a 6-7 game losing streak, and now I'm finna figure out why it was just that team just to be on fire and keep rolling. And they didn't look back, and they ended up in the NFC Championship with last 2 out of 3 years.
How big a factor was that team's success in you picking Green Bay?
Oh, I had to. It was out of Seattle and here, and I had to pick here. I got a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. Just seeing a quarterback like him year in and year out just be so successful and just get to the point that most quarterbacks can't continually to do. He's a consistent quarterback. He's consistent with it. And this team right here has been consistent in getting to the playoffs. I don't know a year since I've been playing in the football that they haven't even been in the playoffs.
Did you have a memorable game against the Redskins when you faced Green Bay? Said that when the phone rang for Green Bay, they remember that.
I always had memories of battles between San Francisco and Green Bay when we always had to come out here and always playing the cold until we got John Harbaugh to come in and we started winning. And I remember the last time we played them when I was with them, I think it was a playoff game with Colin Kaepernick. The one play I can remember, I always mess with Eric Walden about it, when Kaepernick pulled the ball, and I think it was an 80-yard run. But just to hear that phone call, that the Green Bay Packers want to, it's rare that you see them go outside and pick guys up. And if they do, it's for a reason. Even on the first day of the meeting, when it was like all the new guys stand up, and I'm thinking like, okay, I'm used to seeing my 5-6 guys, and it was only 3 guys to stand up, I was like, I'm blessed, yeah. I'm blessed to get picked up.
The little amount of time you've been here then, what have you picked up on that makes you think, like, you know, why they've gotten to the playoffs and just what makes this team special?
Just seeing how guys work. Just seeing how hard work is, how dedicated it is. Guys just been in the building just long days. I'm used to people probably leaving the building early. You see guys in here past the time, like 3-4 o'clock. You see guys come back in late at night to work. You see guys like Bennett and Aaron Rodgers, they sitting there talking. Me and Mike Daniels talking. Me and Nick Perry, we getting a chance to communicate, getting a bond in right now to OTAs, because come camp, we want things to be rolling. And I probably never had that before in my career, unless it was just San Francisco. But now I see things getting a lot better, and it's making me better as a player and a person.